You're the youngest of two older sisters, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me about them and what you learned from them? What problems that you saw that they were having that you wanted to avoid?
I just saw the stress and the frustration and the anger and all of the negativity that came from having the burden of a student loan. So in my head, I was just like, well, college brings student loans and student loans bring burdens and stress and anger and grouchiness all the time. Therefore, no college.
So you still have student loans to pay off right now?
Oh, yeah.
When do you expect to pay them off?
I don't even know. Well, I'm like 100 probably.
This is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com, where we look at how to help students complete a degree debt-free. My name is Janet Mulpey. I'm a career counselor, and I've helped thousands of students and adults in transition make wise career choices. I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. This week, we look at student loans, the impact it's had on a family, and how one student avoided it altogether.
It has affected us because I still don't know how to fix them. So it has affected like my credit and all of that and the ability for me to go back to school and finish my degree.
Today, I'd like to share with you Sarai Aquino's story. It begins when Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico in the fall of 2017.
As you said, Hurricane Maria struck the island, and at first I came to the United States because of my sister, Jamalka. She gave us a call and said that she had booked us flights and that we were gonna come to her to Washington, D.C. So we were really trying to look how to get our feet on the ground. And the doors for me and my mom weren't opening at all in Washington, D.C. It was closed doors everywhere we went. Nothing was really working out. So my sister here in Ohio, she called us and said, well, why don't you just come visit for Christmas and see how things go? And she decided to give me a tour of Lorain County Community College because she had studied there a couple years prior. And that same day that she gave me that tour, I ended up enrolling for classes for spring the following semester, that same day.
That's Sarai Aquino. She's the youngest of her family, and there's a 20-year age difference between her and her two sisters. Betsy is the sister in Ohio that helped her start school that day.
My mom was super nervous, and I think Sarai wasn't sure what she wanted to do. She was confused. She had just moved over here because of the hurricane, and she was just trying to figure out in what direction her life was going.
Not only did Sarai need to make decisions about her future, but her mother did as well.
Sarai y yo nunca nos habíamos separado. Pero estar en Ohio.
Her mother explains they had never been separated. Of course, she was leaving her with her sister, but the thought of leaving was really frightening. Despite her mom being terrified, Betsy then helped Sarai enroll at Lorain County Community College.
I said, well, you know, don't waste time. Just at least start with your basic classes. So I helped, and we went over there. We did the application, and I helped her kind of get enrolled.
So that was that. It was decided that I was going to start at Lorain County Community College. I was going to live with my sister and her family for however long that would have been. And my mom went back to D.C. because a family member had helped her get an interview at a job. And she was hired on the spot. And that same week, I started classes at Lorain County Community College. So that's how I came to Ohio and why I've stayed. And that is how we came to the United States permanently.
So Sarai started school, took basic courses, but she was learning from her sisters and was bound and determined not to put herself into debt.
I knew that they were walking around with a burden on their shoulders, a financial burden that came from getting an education, from pursuing a college degree. And I saw that. I saw that burden on them. I saw how stressful and how frustrating it was. All of their money, all of their hard work that they would have to do just to make ends meet, most of it would be taken away / put into paying off student loans. And I just saw that, and I'm like, I do not want that in my life whatsoever.
Today's student loan debt is now over $1.7 trillion and climbing. Of the 43 million students that borrow, the average will take out about $40,000 in loans. Of those, 7.8 are now in default. So what is the result of defaulting on a student loan? Schools can withhold proof of attendance. Your wages can get garnished. Your credit scores decline, making it harder to get a home or car loan. And you can lose out on future benefits, which is what happened to Betsy.
My student loans, I still don't know how to fix them. And I go on the government website and I look through there, and I actually was looking for an agency or for someone that can help me get them out of the default. So it has affected my credit and all of that, and the ability for me to go back to school and finish my degree.
So Sarai was determined not to take out student loans. Her first step was to fill out the FAFSA, the free application for student aid.
They explained to me what a FAFSA was, and the reason why we fill it out is because the government provides some money for college students to go to college. So they helped me fill that out, and I got the Pell Grant.
But that's not what happened to Betsy. Her first stop was a proprietary school that made it easy for her to take out a loan.
When I first got here, I did one of those institutes. And with those people, it was I went there to get information. And by the time I left there, it was easy. You know, they said, sign these papers. I didn't have to go to the financial aid office and this office and that office, because they're salespeople. In that aspect, that was helpful, you know. But in the other aspect, I had no idea what the heck I was doing. And it was a really expensive program.
Even with receiving financial aid, Sarai, like her sister, quickly found out college can be expensive. So she found ways to supplement her income and aid.
They would send the refund checks, and then I would have to help my sister with her bills. So it was never enough. So I just started researching, really. I would go to the main website of Lorain County Community College and just look through all of the tabs. And when I came upon the scholarship site, I was reading through all of that, and I had no idea what any of that meant. And I would just print things out in the library, take them downstairs to the financial aid office, and just ask questions. I'm just like, what does this mean? What does it mean? What are they want me to put here exactly?
In addition to working, Sarai also took advantage of the SALE program. You were also involved with the SALE program as well, too, weren't you?
Yes, I was. So, and SALE was amazing. They would cover what the Pell Grant didn't, and then they would provide an additional $300 for the bookstore on campus, and that would help cover for the required textbooks. And in addition to that, they provided students with monthly Giant Eagle gift cards that could be used for groceries and or gas. One of the requirements was to see your advisor at least once or twice a month, which I absolutely loved. She would help me out with anything that I needed, point me in the right direction, and that's how I came to the campus food pantry and other things to help me out, and that was amazing. The SALE program really did help.
What would you say to a student that is really, really committed to completing a degree debt-free?
Do your research. ask your questions. And if the person you are asking them to does not know the answer, then ask them to find them someone who can. So explore. Explore your resources. Explore all the different tabs on your college's main site. Explore the different departments on your campus if you're able to go to campus. Always be straight to the point of how exactly and what exactly you're looking for. And if you don't know how to word the question, dictionaries exist and people exist. So just ask questions and you will receive an answer somehow, one way or another.
You are going to be completing your AA degree here in the spring, right?
I'll be finishing up my AA degree now in the spring. Yes, you are correct. But I'm also university partnership now through Cleveland State University. So I'm pursuing a bachelor's in organizational leadership. And that should be completed by spring 2022.
Do you really think it's possible to complete a degree debt-free?
Yes. You just have to want it.
Mira, yo podría añadir una cosa al colegio. ¿Puedo? Decirle que yo le agradezco a Lorain Community College.
That's Sarai's mom. She wanted to express her gratitude for what Lorain County Community College has done for her daughter.
Es maravilloso el apoyo que le dan a los.
She says it's marvelous the support they give the students, not just academically, but personally.
Porque al yo no poder estar ahí cerca de mi hija y mi hija.
I was not able to be with my daughter, and I saw how they helped her and supported her. And I'm very grateful for all the support she received. Here are some key takeaways from Sarai's story. First of all, fill out the FAFSA form, and then look for special programs on campus that will supplement your financial aid. And if you don't understand something, ask questions. Don't be shy about asking for help. And finally, if you're unsure about your career direction and want help on completing a degree debt-free, you can reach me, Janet Mulpey, at radiowannabe.com/contact. I also teach a totally online career exploration class through LCCC called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDEV 103. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on radiowannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursue passionate work, and debt-free living. Until next time, I'm Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.